Okay, after learning the malacha of memachik, which is scraping, the offshoot of that is memareach, which is smoothing. You can't smooth substances that are like creamy, or even worse, biblically, is even if it's like wax or something like that, or leather or wood. Any type of smoothing on Shabbos is forbidden. So the last thing we were talking about yesterday was that food is allowed to be smoothed on Shabbos. Like if you want to smear peanut butter on challah, or egg salad, or tuna fish on challah, or crackers, whatever. So by food, it doesn't apply. But it's better, the Ramah writes, that if you're only doing it for decorative purposes. In other words, you smear peanut butter on bread, you're not doing it for decorative, you're doing it because you want to eat a sandwich, or tuna fish, or egg salad. But what happens, you make tuna salad, and you want to smoothen it out, that it should look nice, so the Ramah writes, it's better. But if somebody is doing it just to cover the area itself, then it's not a problem. Squeezing out of a tooth on Shabbos is also not a problem, even though when it comes out of the tooth, it's smooth, but you're not doing it from an uneven surface, making it even, so it's not a problem squeezing anything out of a tooth on Shabbos. What? Why the maker when it comes to food? They're not just maker on biblical things. You're not maker on biblical things. The Chachamim were lenient on Shabbos in a number of rabbinic prohibitions because of Einik Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, enjoying the food. But the Chacham never said you could do anything biblically forbidden when it comes to food. A lot of the dinim of even, let's say, kneading, K-N-E-A-D, take an example of kneading. So, can you put mayonnaise into tuna on Shabbos? Is that kneading the particles of the tuna together? So even the hour would be rabbinically forbidden because it's not the normal way of kneading. So right before eating a certain thing, the Chum said you could do it right before eating and only in the amount that you need. So because it's rabbinically forbidden anyway, so the same Chachamim that said you can, said because of Shabbos and food, we're going to allow it to happen. But not anything that doesn't pertain to food. So therefore like this, if somebody wants to ice a cake on Shabbos, let's say you bring home a cake, a birthday cake, and now on Shabbos you want to put icing on the cake. See, if the purpose is to actually smoothen it out to make it look nice, then you shouldn't do it. You wouldn't be allowed to do. But if you're just dumping icing on the cake just to make a taste, then you would be allowed to do it. Now, things which are liquidy, like we said, oil, vitamin E, oil, I mean, those types of things, because it's liquid, there's no problem with smoothing on Shabbos, because again, smoothing is only when it's a heavy surface, or rabbinically when it's a cream, and things like that. Okay? So now, let's get to some, okay.
Putting oil on your face, vitamin E oil is allowed?
Vitamin E oil on your face is allowed because it's not a cream. You can't put a cream on your face.
Suntan oil,
yes. Suntan lotion, it depends. If it's creamy, then you can't. If it's a spray, let's say suntan spray, that you could do. If it's suntan liquid, that's not creamy, that you're smearing, that you could do.
And also for protection, let's say you're protecting the baby.
That's also fine. And it's not considered, by the way, medicinal, because it's just to make you feel better. Let's say somebody has a sunburn, and they want to put, let's say, not cream, but they want to put, we'll see about cream in a minute, they want to put oil or something that they should just feel better. It's not medicinal because it doesn't heal it. It just soothes it. So then you would be allowed to put it on Shabbos. Oh, okay. You could put oil or liquid. Yes.
Okay. And a very thin lotion. They're the same viscosity, they're the same.
If the vitamin E is more liquidy, they write. That's what they're writing in the books. It is mamish liquidy. It's not creamy. It's liquidy. So if you have a lotion that's very liquidy, like we were saying, and we'll get to that now again. Liquid soap. Okay? You have two types of liquid soap. There's liquid soap you wash the dishes with. That's very liquidy. It's not creamy. A lot of the soap dispensers you have in the bathrooms, yeah, actually comes out creamy. So there's a difference between soap detergent for the dishes, which is completely not an issue to wash your hands with them on Shabbos, versus a soap which is more creamy than you're actually smearing the cream on your hand. But we said you could dilute it either before Shabbos, or if you didn't and you want to use it, you can put a little bit of the soap in this hand, let's say, in the left hand, pour water in the right hand, that when you mix them together, the water is diluting the soap. So then you're not smearing the cream because there's no cream left. It became liquid. What?
I heard that when the term is liquidy versus solid is if you turn the bottle on its side, does it flow? If it flows, it's liquidy. If it stays still, then that's lotion.
What do you mean on the side?
You take a bottle of soap and you're holding the soap and you turn it on its side. Does it kind of flatten out? Does it move or just stay still like a solid? Like Vaseline, if you go like this, it won't move.
Vaseline is thick.
Yeah, but as soap, if you go like this, some soaps, they'll flatten out, they'll move.
Yeah, but I'm saying some soaps that would also come out, they're still creamy.
So that's not a thing?
No.
You're putting in your hand and
No, if it's creamy, it depends how, you know, if it's a creamy substance. I don't know. You could take... This is completely liquid, right? That is also basically liquid. The hand sanitizer is also liquid. Never heard that difference. It could be possible if that's the definition of whether it's liquidy, if it flows down, if it's creamy, it's going to stay. I just can't imagine that some creamies will come down too.
The creamies are very slow.
So it'll still come down. What are you going to go fast? How many miles an hour? 5 miles an hour? I don't know. If that's not halacha. This is just a practical thing. If it works, it works.
Is diluting not an issue?
Diluting is not an issue. Why should it be a problem?
Because you're creating.
What are you creating?
You're creating from solid to liquid.
It's not solid.
Not with measurement. Right?
Huh?
Not with measurement.
You can't measure. That's a different thing. You can't measure on Shabbos. But I'm saying you can't dilute. Let's say they tell you, you want to dilute vinegar. You want to clean something with vinegar. Yeah? And they say, okay, you need a quarter cup vinegar to a cup water. Yeah? So then you can't do that because you can't measure a quarter cup and you can't measure a cup. If you just pour the vinegar and then pour the water and you don't measure it, then you'd be allowed to, even though everything's liquid over here. Diluting is not a problem on Shabbos. There's a lot of things we dilute on Shabbos. Let me ask you a question. You have a cup of orange juice and you want to dilute it, so add water to it. Not hot, cold. It's cold water to cold orange juice. So you're diluting the orange juice. What's the problem with that in Shabbos? That's why some poskim write it's preferable to do it before Shabbos. Then before Shabbos, it was already considered a liquid. But if not, you could do it on Shabbos also.
If I have a hot enough water, the water is hot enough, I can dilute any cream.
Yeah, but then you're cooking. Then you're cooking the cream.
But if it's like, fish, then it's not cooking. Then can you still do it?
Yeah, if it's klishlishi, you can dilute the cream. It's probably be worthless at that point.
Every cream has some water. Well, depends on the cream, but you can eat them.
Yeah.
How if you put it in the microwave?
It's good during the week you could do it, not in Shabbat.
Why?
Because you can't use a microwave in Shabbat.
You can.
Okay, next. A bar of soap,
okay,
according to all opinions, is forbidden to use in Shabbos.
It's a solid.
Because it's a solid, and when you use soap, you take soap from the bar, You're actually smoothing the hard surface. The same thing, for instance, like stick deodorant. Stick deodorant you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Why? Because when you put it on, you're actually smoothing the surface of the deodorant. But if somebody uses liquid deodorant or spray or roll-on where it's all liquid and then you're not smoothing anything, that you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos. What? We learned already, we're going to learn more about it. Ideally, the Paschimite, you shouldn't dab. Unless if somebody has an issue that they have a rash or they're very uncomfortable. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Gel deodorant?
What's gel deodorant?
It's like hair gel.
No, but then it's again, you're smoothing the thing, no?
Yeah.
You're not smoothing. Roll-on is not a problem.
No,
but over there you have isn't there a hard substance that it's going through? What is rock deodorant?
It's a rock.
And what's in the rock?
You make it wet and then use it.
But then you're smoothing the surface of the rock.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
so you're not allowed to.
You are to gel.
Gel again, if it's creamy, no. If it's liquid, yeah.
Like
this you could use. Okay, next. So aerosol roll-on deodorant, you can use solid deodorant, you cannot. Oh no, he writes here gel deodorant also. Cannot. Again, it depends. If it's gel that is stuck or cream, that's what he's writing. It's because it's a cream, so you can't do it. For instance, you can't use chapstick on Shabbos.
You can't.
Cannot use lipstick on Shabbos. Because again, besides the fact that you're coloring, so there's two problems. Okay, let's go like this. There's liquid lipstick, and there's normal lipstick. You know, stick lipstick. So even liquid lipstick is not allowed to be used in Shabbos or Yom Tov because you're coloring. And we learned you're not allowed to color on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If somebody's using the stick lipstick, then you have another malacha besides tseveya, besides coloring, you also have a malacha of smoothing the surface of the lipstick. So you can't use any of these chapsticks. It's like stick deodorants, the same thing. Do what? For men? By the way, if a man today puts on lipstick, not on Shabbos, but during the week, they're transgressing a negative commandment of wearing a woman's garment.
So what if the lipstick is made out of food ingredients?
It's still the stick. You're smoothing the stick.
Not the stick, the other one.
The liquid one?
Yes.
But you're still coloring your lips.
What if it's just gloss?
No, you're coloring. There's no coloring when you color food. Here you're coloring your lips.
What if it's without color, but it's just gloss?
It's also, then you still have this smoothing aspect of it.
Coloring without
color. Huh?
Lip gloss is like an oil.
What?
Lip gloss is like an oil.
No. But again, then it's creamy. Yeah, but that it gives color?
No.
So it doesn't give color, then you could do it. If somebody has, let's say, chapped lips, so they can put oil on it, whatever, if it would work, but they can't use lips, a chapstick, or anything like that. That's why you can't use toothpaste on Shabbos, because when you do the toothpaste, you're actually smearing the toothpaste on your teeth. Somebody... It's like a girl calls me today. She wants to know if you're allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos. So I said to her, if your teeth don't bleed and it's a dry toothbrush, so then you can brush your teeth. So she says, you mean with toothpaste? I said, no, without toothpaste. She said, what happens if I put toothpaste on my teeth? She said, I put toothpaste on my teeth and then I brush it. I said, you can't do that either. You're still smoothing the toothpaste on your teeth. What's the difference where you're doing it? You're still doing it.
Because you said you could put toothpaste directly in your mouth.
But then you're not smooth. You're putting it in your mouth. You're not smoothing it on your teeth. What do you, yeah, but that's not smoothing the toothpaste.
With your tongue, you put it on your teeth and then brush.
With the Israeli one. That's an Israeli liquid toothpaste.
They have liquid toothpaste, yeah.
That would be okay, right?
Well, again, the only question is there squeezing on the toothbrush or not? That's a different opinion.
What if you use your finger as a toothbrush?
It's still smearing.
Wait, so what if you put it in your mouth, it's not smearing?
What?
When you put it in your mouth.
No.
What are you doing in your mouth?
When you eat, are you smearing the food?
No, but toothpaste, you're going to smear it in your mouth.
No, you don't. You're moving it around. It's not smearing.
What are you moving it around
with? With your mouth, with your tongue.
What about your tongue?
It's like anything you eat is like that.
But toothpaste is paste, and you're doing it naturally.
Are you allowed to eat Jello on Shabbat, kosher Jello? I'm asking, are you allowed to eat kosher Jello on Shabbat?
Yeah, you're not doing this to eat, though.
You're doing it to give a taste in the mouth.
You're doing it to clean your teeth.
Yeah, so what? It's not a problem of smearing. You're not smearing anything. You're diluting it with the water that you're putting into your mouth. You're making it into mouthwash. Okay. Machat shingas and mechamei 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 mechamei